Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, that is just not going to work at all. Oh, never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of yogaanatomy.net. Now, that's a platform we built 11 years ago where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
Today, we have a pre-recorded session that is about to happen. And I am going to let the two of them, Anna and Jose, introduce themselves because that is part of the video. But I do want to let you know that coming up next on the channel, on this yoga channel, the next thing we have is Simple Super Yogi Solutions for Harmony at Home with Rena Jakubowski. And I probably butchered that last name, but I also want to tell you that we have some upgrade options. If you love this conference, you may have recognized that there are so many great presenters that you couldn't possibly watch them all. You might just be tuning into the Yoga Channel, or you might be picking and choosing from other channels, but if you want the opportunity to be able to have these recordings and watch at your leisure so that you can digest in better time for yourself, then you can go to theembodimentconference.org/upgrade and you'll find the choices there. And what's so cool about it is it gives you not just the recording, but other resources to help you actually be able to implement these steps. So you've got the audio only, you've got the notes, and you've got a learning plan that was created by the presenters. So it is well worth your investment and your time if that is something you're wanting to do to learn and grow in this area of embodiment. So we have that. We also want to just remind you that there are a couple of different ways you can connect with people. So let's say after this session, you decide you really want to talk about it with somebody. You can go to a coffee breakout room. So that is, we're going to post the link for that too, but it's portal.theembodimentconference.org/coffee-break. And that is a place where you'll be redirected to a little Zoom room where you can connect with other people and talk and face to face and meet up with people from around the world who also think this stuff is cool. We also have a Facebook group, the Embodiment Conference Facebook group. If you're not in it, go ahead and hop on over there and join. It is a place where we are broadcasting all of these episodes, all of these different channels live, and or some of them. We have a few different breakout rooms and lots of conversations going on. So there's lots of potential for connectivity for this conference, even though it is virtual. And I really appreciate that. So I am going to let us get started with the video. If you are wondering more about Anna and Jose's work, you can go to forest.yoga. and find out more. That's also a link in the chat. If you have technical questions while we're watching, please put them in the chat. And again, you're going to want to either direct it straight to our tech host, who is Jeremy Frias, and he's listed as tech host, so you can find him in the drop-down menu or in the participants tab. But also if you're chatting or just asking a question with other participants, make sure that you select panelists and attendees. Otherwise, it will just go to the panelists, which are just myself and Jeremy, so no one else will get to see it. This is a pre-recorded session, and we are about to start it. So enjoy and have a great weekend. Thank you for all for being here.
I'm Anna Forrest. I'm the creatrix of Forrest Yoga. And as I have evolved this yoga system, I have put in only what I know is true and filtered out some of the belief systems that accumulate around yoga that I don't resonate with or doesn't feel true to me. So I've brought in how to find the truth through this practice, how to evolve, which is just the most fun and sexy game in town, how to come into ceremony, how to connect to one's authentic self and develop from there, filtering out the conditioning and conditioning from our society, how to build strength and healing and build a self-esteem that can create a world more like a future for ourselves that is meaningful. I love to design beautiful, intelligent sequences that lights you up inside and that literally lights up the brain. These things are very important to me. And we make Forrest Yoga a healing practice. It's a sacred arena to vision quest in a very adventurous way for the answers and the solutions that we need in our life. We also learn through working with ourselves in this way, how to create a communion with nature and with great mystery and our place in that mystery. Our spirit pledge is to do our part in mending the rainbow hoop of the people. And this is what drives us to teach.
My name is Jose Calarco. I'm a singer, songwriter, and musician and medicine person from Australia. I've spent the last 30 years with the Aboriginal people of Australia, the world's oldest living culture dating back 60,000 years. And a lot of its philosophies and principles and healing, I've brought some of that into Forrest Yoga, bringing lateral thinking into yoga itself. I also introduced veganism to Forrest Yoga, multiculturalism, live performances, and I sculpt and tailor make each class like a work of art or a cinematic piece, bringing artistic direction and fusing the arts and yoga together. I'm a healer from Australia, and together with Anna Forrest, we have created something special for the world.
Aho. One of the many things that I've learned from Jose is to learn how to bring music into the deep and tender places where words don't even touch. So we invite you to do that also. We use a smoking ceremony to cleanse and smooth out the electromagnetic field, and we like to do a brief smoking ceremony every day.
In my culture in Australia, the smoking ceremony has been around for 60,000 years, and when it was created, it was intended to clear the ceremonial grounds of negative energy and bad spirits. And 60,000 years later, we're still doing smoking ceremonies or smudging ceremonies.
Throat.
We are all spirits of the soil, be it the forest, plains, highland, or plateau. Our flesh is molded from the earth's dust, and our blood flows just like the river. For the hand that fashioned the mountains and rivers also shaped humans. We grow as naturally as the wild sunflowers, and we belong to nature just as the butterflies and birds. We say, walk where power moves, and you will hear the voice of the Great Spirit in all things. The song of the birds, the rippling of the waters, the rolling thunder, the playful winds, and you will even hear its whisper in the flowers and trees. The earth and you can then become one spirit. We acknowledge that we stand on Native American country here in Seattle, USA. This is, was, and always will be their land. And this morning, we ask for permission to do what we are about to do on their grounds. We call in the ancestors from the past to come and join us and each person watching this broadcast. We offer, as the shaman does, the gift of song, which unites the physical world and the spiritual world together. And we bring in good energy to all people participating in this ceremony. And we offer a wolf chant.
Did that wake you up? That's part of the purpose. So take that new alertness and close your eyes. Deep breathing. Because deep breathing is the key here. And if you didn't know it, deep breathing is the key to your life. In other words, if you don't breathe, you're dead very quickly. So learn how to harness this pranayama technology, very deep breathing to feed your aliveness. And then listen from your heart. So in forest yoga, we pick a spot to focus on, a spot in the body, to bring healing to so that there's a healing theme in this practice. And the intent is embodying the sacred. So that's literally bringing your sacred spirit and this connection to nature right into cell tissue and to get the truth of that your bones connect to the stones of the earth, your flesh connects to the soils, your breath and the winds connect. This is true. So for right now, working on learning how to do this self-healing, which is very empowering, through feeling with your breath like you would use your fingertips for an area inside that needs some help. It could be a pain in your back, or it could be your brain is driving you crazy, or heartbreak. It could be anything. So take a few breaths and make a decision about what area is your personal spot, and I promise you, we'll get more than your personal spot worked, massaged, and nourished today. So make a decision. What's your spot? That's your focus. If you have a whole lot of areas clamoring for attention, just pick one for now. And the other 600 areas you can parse out over the next 600 practices. Okay, make that decision now. Now, breathing into your spot, or tracking just how close are you able to get your breath to your spot. So you're building a breath pathway into your spot. And if you don't quite get there yet, that's okay. You just keep reaching. You'll get there eventually. Now open your eyes and bring your legs into knee pile for Brahmari, which is a pranayama breathing technique, into your spot. This one's really fun because you get to literally buzz your spot up. So for those of you whose hips and knees can't deal with this, just sit cross-legged. That's fine, so that you're not in pain. If you can reach your spot with your hands, put your hands on your spot. So with Brahmari, it's a deep ujjayi inhale, making that whisper sound with the breath, and then buzzing on exhale. So it sounds like, tempering, tuning the buzz to vibrate right into your area. And that helps your area rearrange in a more healing paradigm. So put your hands on your spot. And Kelvin on the didgeridoo will help us with getting that wonderful deep vibration going. So we'll do three Brahmari breaths with left leg on top, then switch legs and do another three. Close your eyes. Get into this vibration. Deep inhale, right into your spot or as close as you can get, and then give it three Brahmari breaths. Go. Changing legs and breathe through this transition. And what that trains you to do is breathe through your life transitions, which is really helpful. Connect inside and then buzz into your spot. Let's go. And open your eyes. Bring your feet into Baddha Konasana. If that feels like it's too much, sit cross-legged for a forward bend. And exhale, walk your hands forward, relax the head down. Now focus on the sides of your ribs. Inhale, spread your ribs, filling up every air sac in your lungs.
I have a straddle happening here. So whatever variation suits your knees at this stage of the class.
Exhaling, relaxing in the neck. The more we relax the neck, the more our stress levels come down. The stress disperses. We tighten our neck. It's so sensitive and reactive. Then we start to stress out. An aspect of embodiment is learning how to connect the brain to the rest of the body, because there's so much wisdom in the body, and the brain gets delusional, thinking it's separate from body. But if you look and feel, it's a part of body. That's the truth we need. Inhale, come on up. Coming into half lotus for a half lotus twist. If your knees don't do half lotus, sit cross-legged. Left foot on top. Exhale, left arm behind the back.
Those with dodgy knees can use a strap. Just put the strap on the left ankle. Run it round the back.
Right hand on left knee. Line up nose and chin with center of the chest. Anchor down through your sit bones and tailbone. Energetically feel for planting right into the earth. And then grow your spine up out of your sacrum like a tree grows up out of the earth. Exhaling, spiral around. Now each pose generates its own kind of energy. I call it pose nutrients. And what you will be building skill with is drawing on the energy the pose is making for you, and then bringing that blessed energy into your area. So concentrate on that. Bringing your breath right into your spot or as close as you can get. Release. Change legs, breathing deeply through your transition. Learn how to ride your breath going into the poses and out of the poses. So, exhale, reach right arm around, grab foot or strap. If that's too much for you, you can grab waistband or even brace fingertips behind the back on the floor. So it's sculpting the pose to suit you and what you need. Plant tailbone, sit bones down. Feel your bones. Inhale, lengthen up. Exhale, use the arms to help you twist. Another aspect of becoming successful at embodiment is learning to quiet the thinker and switching gears internally into feeling what you're doing and building a kinesthetic intelligence. Our thinking can be helpful, like, oh yeah, I'm focusing breath, or oh yeah, breathe into my spot, and then switch gears and take that action. And release. Unwind the legs for a side bend. Straighten left leg. Bring right foot in front of the pelvis. Inhale, lift up in the ribs. Exhale, right arm behind back. Grab a hold of left thigh or waistband. Inhale, left arm up. And exhale, reach over into side bend. And bring the arm down as a brace to the inside of the leg. Feet active, toes spreading. And relax neck. Left ear toward left shoulder. Now pick one of the areas you feel are getting stretched and put your breath right into the stretch. Go where the action is. Now, take a huge breath into your spot. And get really curious about each time your spot maybe quivers in response to the pose of your breathing. And release the arm from behind the back for a forward bend. Put the hands on either side of the leg. And for those of you that are pregnant that are taking this class, bring the arms to the inside and come forward.
Those wanting to pamper themselves can use the roll or some form of thing as a headrest.
We do a lot of things on automatic, and yoga is about coming out of automatic and waking up. So right now, take your breathing past your automatic stopping point and reach for an extraordinary breath. With exhale, there's also an automatic stopping point. So exhale past that point, pulling belly muscles in so your belly becomes a part of each breath and emptying all the air out so the next breath is completely fresh. Listen to the breath, get that whispering sound in there. And inhale, come on up, walk the hands back. Breathing, change sides. First side bend. Inhale, lift the ribs. Exhale, left arm behind the back. Actually do this. Sometimes it's really easy, especially those of you that have been practicing for a while. You hear the teacher cues and you just blow them off. Don't do that. Actually do what I'm saying. Here we go. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, reach out. Come down into side bend. And let go in your neck. It's such a great thing to do for your neck. Concentrate on this side. I'm breathing for the first two breaths just into the neck, releasing the shards of tension that have accumulated into neck and into inner ears. And releasing the neck helps you become a better listener. Now breathing into your spot, getting your attention very alert, feeling for when there's some shift. And release the back arm, rolling into a forward bend, exhaling. The lungs are the wings of the body. Feel for inhaling, spreading, unfurling your lungs, unfurling your wings. Exhaling, pull low belly muscles in, turning on the abs so your gut feelings have a chance to begin to move and also then to disperse that which has been archived in the belly. And inhale and come up. So those watchers that are pregnant, there's certain poses that you need to change up to fix, to match what you're doing, which is growing a baby, and to stay completely away from. So no holding of the breath for you, no pushing babe into the floor, into your body, and no abdominals. We're going to abdominals next, so preg people, you are doing a straddle side bend, 5 breaths on each leg.
In forest yoga, we have the abdominals at the beginning of the class, and there's good reason for that, because the second brain is actually in the stomach. And when we turn on the second brain, it takes us out of our mind and into our body. It also helps us come into the present moment, and it also dissipates fear, turning on the abdominals. So without further ado, elbow to knee, on our backs, clasp hands behind the head. It's always good to pad the back here as well, and get the knees just underneath, or get the feet underneath knee level. Ready? Inhale, head and shoulders up. Hold the breath. Press top of the sacrum into the mat. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, point the elbows towards the left knee and send the right foot out. Now turn on the feet, pull the belly in, and inhale, come back to center. The shoulders are always off the mat. Hold the breath. Press top of the sacrum into the mat. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, point elbows towards right knee. Send the left foot out. Turn on the feet. Pull the belly in. Relax your facial muscles. And inhale, come back to center. Hold the breath. Press top of the sacrum into the mat. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, point elbows towards left knee. Send the right foot out. This time, flex feet back. Pull belly in. Let's get the shoulder blades up another inch. See what happens. And inhale, come back to center. Hold the breath. Press top of the sacrum into the mat. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, point elbows towards right knee. Send the left foot out. Turn on the feet. Pull the belly in. And inhale, come back to center. Hold the breath. Press top of the sacrum into the mat. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, point elbows towards left knee and send the right foot out. Flex feet back. Pull belly in. Get the shoulder blades up. Inhale, come back to center. Hold the breath. Press top of the sacrum into the mat. Curl the tailbone up. Exhale, point elbows towards right knee. Send the left foot out. Now look at your toes. Get daylight between each and every toe. Pull belly in. Shoulder blades up. Relax the facial muscles. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, release. Welcome to reality. Next, we have straddle lifting through. So stay on our backs. Get 2 active feet pointing towards the ceiling. Hands are behind the head. Then inhale, straddle legs as wide apart as they'll go, reaching out through active feet.
Pause for just a moment. Preg people, at this point you need to be doing a forward bend in straddle.
Inhale, head and shoulders up. Exhale, curl the tailbone up. Straddle legs apart, reaching out through the balls of the feet. Pull the belly in. Then lower the sacrum back down onto the mat. Head and shoulders stay up. Now take a deep inhale into the lower back. Exhale, curl the tailbone up. Straddle legs wide apart through active feet. Pull the belly in. Get the shoulder blades up another inch. Now keep the shoulder blades there and lower only the sacrum back down onto the mat. Take a deep inhale into the lower back. Exhale, curl tailbone up. Straddle legs apart. Pull the belly in. Then lower the sacrum back down onto the mat. And take a huge inhale into the lower back. Exhale, curl tailbone up. Straddle legs apart. Look at the feet. Get daylight between each toe. Pull the belly in. Then lower the sacrum back down onto the mat. Now take a huge inhale into the lower back.
Exhale, curl tailbone up. Straddle legs apart. Pull belly in. Shoulder blades up an inch. Now keep the shoulder blades there and just lower the sacrum back down onto the mat. Take a deep inhale into the lower back. Exhale, curl tailbone up. Straddle legs apart. Pull the belly in. Then lower the sacrum back down onto the mat. Now lower the head and shoulders back down onto the mat. Get the hands on the outside of both legs. Inhale, slowly, mindfully bring the legs back together. Then feet back down onto the mat. Now rolling over to the right, almost in slow motion, mindfully, we come up slowly. As we come up, keep the head totally relaxed. Place the right hand on the right-hand side of the face. And then inhale. Bring the head back to center.
Watch. The next pose is bridge with a block with some leg variations. Putting the block the tall way under the sacrum. And if that's too much, then you put it down onto the long edge so you have support. If you don't have a block, then you won't do the leg variations. You'll just hold bridge. Lay down. Feet planted underneath the knees, feet active. Exhale, curl tailbone up. Come into bridge and place the block underneath sacrum. Plant the right foot down. Inhale, left knee toward chest. Exhale, straighten the left leg. And then move it as your flexibility allows toward the shoulder. Over the years, it moves more and more. Now let's combine wrist stretches with this. Bring right arm straight up over the shoulder so you can see the hand. Stretch the hand back and grab a hold of the little finger. Pull it back. And concentrate. Take a deep inhale into your area. Exhale, reach through the arm. Spread the hand bones open. And let go of that. Grab ring finger. Pull back. Inhale into area. Each time, feeling if you can get a little deeper, another layer into your area. Exhale, reach through the hands. Spread the hand bones open. We really need wrist stretches every day. Grab middle finger. Pull it back. Inhale into your area. Exhale, spread thumb and little finger away from each other. Grab index finger, pull back. Now find out if you can get into some of the spots of your area that you've missed. Deep inhale. Exhale, reach through hand. Grab thumb, give it a little shake. So the wrist bones can realign, and sometimes even the elbows come into alignment. Straighten the arm, pull the thumb back. Huge inhale into your spot. Exhale, spread the hand bones. Release that, set left foot down. Inhale, right knee toward chest. Exhale, straighten the leg, bring left hand up. Now this time, this is where you get to work on strengthening your concentration. You'll do one breath per finger, focusing on breathing into your spot. And Jose, can you talk a little about some of the benefits of wrist stretches?
Wrist stretches are imperative, especially in my business as a musician, but really for this day and age, people are using their hands for all sorts of devices, typing on computers. Now, something as simple as wrist stretches can prevent RSI, repetitive stress syndrome. In my business, many musicians retired prematurely because they did years and years of concerts with absolutely no warm-up. And just simply by doing something so simplistic as this, we are promoting blood flow from the wrist into the hands.
And finishing up on your wrist stretches. Put both feet down. Move the block. Now, coming down out of this, you can make this very beneficial by pressing the upper back into the floor. Tuck the tailbone up so you're using your strong buttock muscles. Bring the mid back onto the floor. Press. Tuck tailbone. Bring lower back onto the floor. Press into the low back. Tuck tailbone. And let go. Roll over onto your left side. Use your arms, press on up. Now at this moment is another neck retraining opportunity, which we all need. Once you sit all the way up, leave the head hanging to the left. Use left hand on the side of the face. Ease your head up. Use your whole hand to cradle your head. Pick your head up to center. Yes. Now come on to knees and forearms for dolphin pose. Grab the upper arms. Get halfway between the elbows and the shoulders. That'll give you the precise measurement you need for your arms and shoulders. And bring the arms out so they're parallel. Now if you're shoulder tweaky, clasp hands. Relax the head down and wrap shoulder blades towards the armpit so you feel armpit and chest muscles flex. Exhale, straighten the legs. If you're a beginner, just stay right here. More advanced students moving to the next stage, inhale left leg skyward. Now use your strong left leg to lift the weight up off of your shoulder joints. Pull. Our legs are so powerful. Use them. Now focus on the arms. Inhale, press the forearms down. Lift rib cage away from ground. Feet active, toes spread. You can feel the air moving through your toes. Get that aware. Exhale, leg down. Put the left heel down. Inhale, right leg up. Tendency in this pose is to sag in the ribs and put pressure into shoulder joints. So instead, use the belly. Pull the belly in, lift the weight away from the ground. Use your powerful right leg to also help you lift. Exhale, leg down, knees down. Watch. This next variation is doing dolphin with the palms up, which is amazingly great for the shoulders, the elbows, and the wrists. So sometimes when we do this, the hands slide together because you haven't yet built up that connection through this horseshoe line of energy through the arms. So if your hands are sliding together, you put the block between the hands and come into the pose. Remeasure the arms and bring the hands palms up. And then pick the elbows up slightly just because that way the forearm bones can reset. Spread the hands open, reach towards the ground. Head down. Inhale, spread upper back. Exhale, wrap shoulders, straighten legs. Breathe into or towards your shoulders. take another breath, this time into your area. And come down onto knees.
We come to one of my favorite parts of forest yoga classes, which is musical suns. This gives us an opportunity to embody the sacred. It's like a moving meditation where we come underneath the mental noise and we look for something that Anna and I call the sacred pause. When we pause the thinker and come into a space which we refer to as a second attention, this is exactly what we're looking for. We often say, never look outside of ourselves to find the sacred. There's no point doing that because the sacred is already here. And it lies between each and every sacred pause. So join me in musical suns using the Yigi Yigi from Australia, a 40,000-year-old woodwind instrument made naturally by termites, white ants, eating out trees. So come to the front of the mat, stand up. Namaste. Now let's just take a couple of breaths to totally come into our body. Close the eyes, begin our breathing. Inhale, active hand skyward. Now moving slowly and gracefully, exhale, pull the belly in and float the hands down. We're moving like a dancer. Lunge, inhale, step the left knee back, bring the knee down and get the hand skyward. Exhale, hands on the mat. Inhale, step into plank. Exhale, bring the knees down and then bring the torso down. As we come down, don't sink into the shoulder blades. Get the shoulder blades moving away from the ears. Tuck tailbone, inhale, cobra. Exhale, down dog. Lunge, inhale. Step the left foot forward. Bring the right knee down and get the hands both on the heart. Now close the eyes and allow the didgeridoo, the yigi yigi, to reverberate around the heart, opening up our third brain, which is the heart. This is where we receive emotional intelligence. Forward fold. Inhale, coming up ever so mindfully. As we come up, we tuck the tailbone, we draw the belly in. Our hands and feet are fully alight. Exhale, namaste. Now take a sacred pause. Cobra. Exhale, down dog.
Lunge. Inhale. Step the right foot forward. Bring the left knee down and get the hands, this time, on the belly. The second brain. Now close the eyes. Feel the didgeridoo stirring it up. So gracefully, tailbone tucked, stomach pulled in, hands and feet alight. Exhale, namaste. Take a sacred pause. Inhale, active hands skyward. Belly in and float the hands down. Lunge. Inhale, step the left leg back. Get the hands skyward. Exhale, hands on the mat. Inhale, stepping into plank. Exhale, knees down, torso down. Step your left foot forward, bring the right knee down, and this time, get both hands into the third eye, the fingertips. Now close the eyes, and feel the vibration of the didgeridoo coming into the body through the fingertips and opening up the energy center in the third eye.
Mingala.
Now take a moment for what we call sipasana. Take a sip of water. And if you don't have water next to you, next time you practice, have some water so you could just keep your throat hydrated. And the rest of you. We're moving into B series with two pose vignettes. And a vignette is when we combine the poses in a way to create an energetic story. Inhale into chair. Exhale, forward bend. And preg people, you need to separate feet so there's no pressure on babe. Inhale, scoop chest open, lengthen lower spine. Exhale, step back into plank and then lower down into chaturanga. Shoulders away from the floor, slide shoulder blades away from the ears. Lay down. Inhale, cobra, we're pressing to upward dog, thighs off the floor, elbows slightly bent. Exhale, downward dog. Wrap shoulder blades towards the armpits. Eagle warrior one. Inhale, step left foot forward. Torso up. Exhale, right arm over left. Move smoothly. Now bring the elbows up at about nose level. And exhale, bring forehead down onto arms. Now some of you are shoulder tweaky and this pose is a little too hard, so just bring left elbow towards center line of chest and hold it there. This is one of the poses I love to use nature with. So I focus on bringing the turquoise sparkling waters of Australia into brain and rinsing and washing brain, especially amygdala, which is at the bottom of the brain right in front of spine. And amygdala is your game changer, changes your patterns. Forehead is down towards the arms. Rinse this turquoise sparkling waters through your brain. And learning how to do this is a skill. So you need to use imagination. It's very important in ceremony and in healing. And release arms, coming into easy twisting warrior. Right hand down 12 inches to the inside of left foot. Inhale, left arm up. Reach for the sky. Exhale, relax neck. Spread your hand bones open. Reconnect to your spot. Breathe into your spot. So the position of the back foot, the heel can be right over ball of the foot and lifted off the floor, or heel can be stretching down onto the floor. Your choice. Both hands down, chaturanga. Pull the shoulders away from the ears. Inhale, up dog or cobra. Exhale, downward dog, wrap your shoulders. And you can even add a turbo dog in here, which is bending the elbows and then increasing the wrap, and that helps build strength in the upper body. Eagle warrior one. Inhale, step right foot forward. Torso up. Exhale, left arm over right. Bring elbows up at about nose or eye level and relax forehead down onto the arms. Now, recreating this connection to water. We have so much water in our body. We are connected to the waters of this planet. Bringing in those sparkling, beautiful turquoise waters of Australia and rinse that through your brain. And release the arms, easy twisting warrior. Left arm down, left hand down, 12 inches to the inside of right foot. Inhale, right arm open, fingers active. So feel for, connecting down to the earth with left hand, connecting to sky with the right hand. Some of you have what I call the limp wrist syndrome. You cut off your energy before it gets to your hands, and so your hands have nothing going on. Move your energy through your hands. Your hands are vital. Release both hands on mat. Exhale into down dog. Inhale, step up between the hands for a forward bend. Scoop the chest open. Now lengthen low spine. Exhale, bring head down towards toes. Inhale, come up into chair. Exhale, straighten the legs. One more pose. Fun and games. You do need a strap for this. Go ahead and sit down. Watch first. Hammock. The mat needs to be folded up so there's extra padding for the spine. Laying on back. Making a loop with the strap and putting the loop around the ankles. First stage, elbows to the outside of the legs. Grab the strap. Pick the head up. Put the strap behind the head. More flexible people, bring the arms to the inside of the legs. Exhale, pick the head up. Put the strap behind the head, behind the neck, so the straps are like that. And then just rest the hands here. How big is the strap? It just depends on your hip opening. If you don't have a strap, you're doing Baddha Konasana on the back, grabbing the feet, pulling the feet toward chest. Lay on your back. Make a loop with strap. Put it around ankles. Grab the strap. Exhale, pick the head up. Slide the strap behind the head and behind the neck. And then you can let go of the strap because the strap holds you. So hammock is an advanced pose, but it's also a very relaxed pose. And it's also slightly ridiculous. It gives you many benefits. So more flexible people, you're working with the arms to the inside. And you just chill out. Breathe deeply here. Yeah, ease on out of hammock. If you need to unfold your mat, take a moment and do that. If you like the extra padding under you, great. Just stay here. And lie down for a dreamtime shavasana. Palms face skyward. Legs relax out to the side. And take a moment and tuck the tailbone so the lower back lengthens and then relax buttock muscles and legs. Breathing into your spot.
You know, Savasana to me is the most important of all the yoga postures.